Thanks for coming in. How's your swim?
It'll be good, thank you. Yep.
Outdoor pool?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was there yesterday. Very nice. Water's clean. Perfect. Nice day for it. Make the most of summer. It's good to have that facility there. And look, when the weather starts to get a bit cooler, nice to have that indoor pool as well.
It is. It's one, I really enjoy the outdoor pool, but it's certainly wonderful to have the option to swim year-round.
It's a great area in general because you can go for a walk down the Don Reserve track and and then, you know, then jump in the pool and cool off after that. It's terrific. I love it.
It's amazing how many people you see walking their dogs past that, you know, first thing in the morning and so on. So it certainly is an asset for our city.
Yes, indeed. All right, so we're going to talk about the community input for the coming budget. So basically it's you're open to ideas on what people want to see, how they want the rates spent and all that.
Yeah, look, we of course there's quite most of the budget is obviously already set. There are things that we have to do, you know, year after year. Mm. But this is particularly, I guess, around the capital budget and how we might spend that extra bit that we have to continue to improve our city infrastructure. And of course, often people make suggestions around things that perhaps are just maintenance, and we can just put it into our maintenance budget and staff get on with it. But also, there's been some really great ideas come out of those community consultations that we've been holding. Things like the Victoria Parade lighting, for instance, that came out of some consultation, and it took a while. These things don't always happen because it was a fairly substantial budget item that we did over, I think, 3 years. Mm. But it certainly came out of community input into this is what we need. So, and I just want to assure our community that whatever people raise becomes part of our budget process. Everything that's raised is brought to us as a document and as input all the councillors get to see and have input into. So if you've got something that is a burning ambition for our city, I urge you to hop online and it's a fairly simple process. Make a suggestion, even an email, and give us that input because it's your opportunity to do something positive for our city. It's always really interesting to see what people think we need to do.
Yeah.
And as I said, we can't always do it. It's not always possible this year. Sometimes it's something that goes into our 5-year plan. But I want to make it clear that we do take it seriously. It's an important part of our process.
Well, you know, it could be something as simple as a pedestrian crossing. So if you've sort of always been trying to get across the road at a particular intersection or whatever, and you think, God, how, you know, can we have a pedestrian crossing? Well, then this is the time to say it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And certainly anyone who's been out to Sprayton recently have seen that there's some work happening out at a couple of fairly important crossings for people there. And the Sprayton School pedestrian crossing has been an ongoing issue for many years. And we've done some more upgrades on that just recently to hopefully improve the flow of traffic but also still keep it safe for people to cross. So those sorts of things are really important, and it's no point, dare I say it, whinging on Facebook. Let us know about it.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think the issues are so that we can either resolve them or look at it and suggest that, you know, there might be another way around it or whatever. So this is your time.
Don't be part of the problem, be part of the solution.
There you go.
And, you know, it could be a major project like a roundabout or something where there's a particular intersection where you think, you know what, traffic's increasing. We need something here to make it flow better.
And you know, it might be just the trigger that we need to do some traffic counts or some, you know, look at the data and so on. We get some fairly substantial data from state growth around, you know, accidents and intersections and those sorts of things. And we can do traffic counts and we do that regularly at lots of intersections, but there might be one that we sort of hadn't really considered or hadn't looked at recently. This is your opportunity to I guess, raise the awareness of it and give us the opportunity to look at solutions.
Yeah, okay. Submissions can be made until 5 p.m. Monday, 22nd of February at Council. The website, speakupdevonport.com.au, or you can just email Council
That's
if
it.
You want. Yeah. Now, speaking of budgets, how are we looking? Last year was, you know, we had all that COVID stuff. How's the council budget going?
Yeah, look, probably better than we perhaps expected. And certainly we had made some provision for people having difficulty paying their rates and so on. But thankfully, obviously, our communities are aware of their the need to continue council's work, and that hasn't sort of become as much of a problem as we thought it might be. So we thank our community for that. And but those provisions for people, if anyone's having difficulty paying their rates, are still there. So if someone is coming up against it, then please let us know. Please get in touch with us. And we're also aware that things like the Job Seeker and Job Keeper programs are coming to an end. So there may be some where nobody's really knows what that impact that will have. So please, if you feel that you're having an issue, get in touch with us sooner rather than later.
Yeah. So Eric Moles from Devonport Chamber of Commerce and Industry has been in the media last couple of days on this station and in the newspaper about the Devonport CBD and what his idea was night markets. What do you think about that?
Look, we're doing some research around markets and so on, and certainly we did two really successful markets in Providore Place before Christmas, and looking to hopefully continue them perhaps monthly. As far as markets in the mall, I think that was his thinking.
Well,
I'm not really quite.
Yeah, I think mainly, yes.
So I did see some media around suggesting that we needed more restaurants and so on in the mall. And I guess that'll be consumer driven to a certain degree. People need to see that what they intend to offer the community is going to be, I guess, profitable for them.
Yeah.
And certainly, you know, we have some great restaurants in our city, and some great cafes and those sorts of things. And we congratulate them for the work that they've done through a very difficult time, and thank them for continuing to support our community, I guess, and their workforce, etc. And I think honestly, once our hotel is completed, once Fairbrother finished that project and the waterfront project is finished, we will see another change in our community, and really looking forward to that to the excitement that that'll bring. There is a fairly strong workforce down there now who obviously need to buy their lunches and so on. So I think they're creating that kind of need. But looking forward to perhaps this time next year when all of those things are finished and we're ready for the next thing.
Yeah, can't wait for that. And you're right, as you know, this is a huge project for council, biggest project in Devonport Council's history. And I think, you know, as with Eric's concerns, I think it's a case of build it and they will come. And look, once you build it, then the interest, I think you'll find that businesses will be lining up to move into the CBD.
Look, we really thank those who have stuck with us and can see the bigger picture. And I know Eric is really excited about what's happening. And I thank him for his input in reviving the chamber and looking at what they can do to support what's happening. So always happy to have conversations with Eric, and we continue to do that.
Yep. All right. A few things coming up in March. Food and wine.
Yep. Food and wine's well underway. Some planning underway for events around that. The first 2 weeks in March. There's also the motor show. There's our International Women's Day events and then Harmony Day. So, and also I was just thinking there are a couple of great community events happening in this month. This weekend is the teddy bear drop, the kite show, the Rotary running. The next weekend there's a fundraiser. There are things that we can support in it. And I really congratulate the groups who are prepared to move on with their fundraising events and their community events, because it's not as easy as it I mean, it's never easy to do one of these events, but the COVID restrictions and the things that people need to put in place have obviously added to that workload and created those difficulties. But it's great that they're creating opportunities for our community to get out and about.
March is going to be great. There's a lot on, and we'll talk more about that in the coming weeks, which won't be too long. I mean, it's the 11th of February already.
Stop it.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for coming in. I know you cut your swim short to have a yarn. Appreciate it. And again, we started the conversation by talking about the council after community input into the budget, whether it be a small project or a large project, maybe lights in a street, maybe a pedestrian crossing, something like that, something as simple as that. You can go to speakupdevonport.com.au or just email council.
That's right. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye. Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe.